Thank you for joining the Ancestral Doula. This conversation is using fear to your advantage. Using fear to your advantage. Fear is extremely tricky. It is essential. Yet your biggest enemy when it comes to living life on your own terms. The key to using fear to your advantage is changing your own reaction to fear. Instead of letting that fear disempower you, use that energy as motivation. The key to realizing that you are fearing, that you are feeling fear over something. The key is realizing that you are feeling fear over something. Many times people are in denial about what exactly they are afraid of. Procrastination is always based in fear. Any negative feelings you experience stem from fear. So make sure you take a careful look anytime you feel negatively about something. For example, say you really want to start your own business. When this idea crosses your mind, you may feel a little excited. It is also highly likely that you are feeling a lot of fear, or you will probably already have your own business. You're telling yourself you don't have enough time, or you shouldn't take the risk, or that you don't have the people skills, the guts, or the initiative to pull it off. These thoughts are not actually true. They are simply manifestations of your own insecurities. The key to finding what is holding you back is to observe your feelings and ask yourself why you feel this way. Try to keep the whole thing as honest as possible. Don't be afraid to admit the truth at this moment. If you don't think you're smart enough, strong enough, or valuable enough, just admit that to yourself. Once you have admitted the truth, it's time you find out why. Ask yourself, what causes you to think of yourself this way? Was it something you didn't perform well at? Did someone say something to you that makes you believe you can't do it? Have you never really reached out of your comfort zone because you don't think you can? Newsflash, you can do it. You've just got to get this mental block out of your way. You are valuable, worthy, and capable of doing anything you set your mind to. Realize this and realize that your insecurities are actually just bugs in your program that need to be altered. The truth is, fear has no real form in reality. Fear has no real form in reality. You can look outside your door and see fear of rejection checking its mail. Fear is a product of your own mind and is under your control. With a basic understanding of how fear works, you can transform your fears into power and motivation for goal achievement. Or at least you can remove the barriers from your everyday existence. Many times people are not even aware of their own entrapment by fear. They feel negatively about something that and assume that it's reality. It is unachievable, unrealistic, too hard. But in reality, they are simply afraid of little things like possibility of failure, possibility of success, rejection, risk, and other things. You can tell yourself logically that you are not afraid of these things, yet many times people only fool themselves. They generate false evidence in their own minds to support their beliefs about the world and to prove their fears to themselves. All fear stems from loss. loss of control, loss of material goods, loss of relationships or people, loss of support, loss of health, other fears such as fear of rejections, risk, failure, change, and poverty are simply byproducts of the primary fear of what? Loss. Fear has its place. Back in the time when combat and hunting were everyday things, people had to rely on fear to keep them alive. But in today's world, it is mostly a handicap. While it's true that there is still danger in our world, most of it we created ourselves in our own heads. Where's the joy in that? Wouldn't you rather spend your days less worried, less stressed, more relaxed, open, and loving? If you eliminate or transform fear, then you will certainly feel many of these positive feelings as a result. There are many different ways people deal with fear, but I find the most unsuccessful way is to avoid it. Repressed fears are the killers of productiveness and are often those little nagging voices in your head telling you not to try, that you will surely fail. Get rid of these pesky things and you're bound to have it a lot easier in the future, in your future endeavors. The most effective method I found of dealing with fear is to first acknowledge the fear. Although this does not completely eliminate the fear, it is often a big step in the right direction. To acknowledge your fear, first ask yourself why you have a negative reaction to something that is a big dream of yours. Why is it that you can't quit that job? Is it because of fear? Yes, yes it is. You fear that the people who depend on you will suffer or judge you. You fear that your family will yell and tears will be shed and fighting will be constant, all because of your decision. But it is your decision. The fear is what is handicapping you. Get into the specifics of why you can't do a certain thing and ask yourself if you are feeling one of the following: fear of rejection, change, commitment, success, poverty, or just loss in general. Get into an objective, analytical state of mind when performing this analysis. The second thing to do is to look inside yourself and ask yourself, why are you afraid? Try to be honest with yourself. Then you must convert that fear energy into motivation for your goals. Use that fear as sort of a guideline. Wherever there is a lot of fear present, it's often the place you need to visit the most urgently. Another way I found is mental programming. If you will your fear energy to be used as motivational fuel while in the process of self-hypnosis, it will most likely have a powerful effect on how you interpret fear. So there are 6 types of fear. 1, fear of change. Fear of change is outdated. Today's world is constantly thrown into a new era of change, and its people are expected to keep up to speed without so much as a get on. It's going to go really fast from here on out. It's no wonder people have so many complex psychological issues with all the conflict and stresses of the world we live in. However, change is unavoidable, and is often good for the soul. Try focusing on embracing change instead of resisting it. 2, fear of rejection. You are probably afraid of rejection in some sense or another, and the majority of people are. That doesn't mean it isn't harmful. Fear of rejection can be a deciding factor in how you live your life. Some people may be severely afraid of rejection that they hide away in their houses, afraid to risk being rejected by the world or its people. Some may not even quite know what it is they're afraid of. 3, fear of success. Most people don't know if they are afraid of their own success. It isn't the new car or new house that is a byproduct of success that scares them. It's the thought of having to keep it all together after they've made it big. Best case scenario. People who are afraid of success feel a mixture of excitement and fear. Excitement about a new car and home, but fear about having to keep it up or maintain a certain image or new responsibilities that come with this success. Extreme cases may even envision consequences that may not even exist. Thinking such thoughts as, if it's too good to be true, it probably isn't. Don't think that. That is fear of success. 4, fear of failure. While most people view failure as a negative and a symbol of their own weaknesses, failure is absolutely essential in life and success. You won't ever get anywhere without failing, at least a little. That's why it's important to outgrow this fear of failure, because fear of failure is, in a sense, fear of success. Success is almost always an offspring of failure. Success is almost always an offspring of failure. So don't be discouraged when you fail. And don't have fear of failure. 5, fear of poverty. Poverty is a very real thing, and there's no denying it. It's a terrible thing too. However, fear of poverty can be extremely damaging and shouldn't be feared the way it is today. The fear of poverty is so powerful because it touches our oldest instincts, the instinct of survival. When you fear poverty, you fear death. You may not have enough food to eat. You may not have a place to sleep, anything to drink, or any way to get any of those things again. It's no wonder the fear of poverty is so deeply ingrained in so many people. People who are well off because they have worked their entire lives to secure an agreeable amount to retire on may still feel poverty. They stress out in the grocery store because of gas money, spend their spare time clipping coupons when they should be relaxing. There is no accurate estimate on how many people live fearing poverty every single day of their lives, even if the worst has never happened to them. Speaking for self, I'll never have fear of poverty. Thank you. And last, 6, fear of commitment. Most people misunderstand exactly what commitment is. They may hear about people who have fear of commitment in relationships and assume that it doesn't apply to them because they don't have relationship problems at the moment. That is completely untrue. And commitment applies to all categories of life. Commitment isn't compliance, and it has nothing to do with convenience. It changes who you are, and that is the basis of commitment. When you are interested in something, you do it when you feel like it, in your free time, when you're bored, When you're actually committed to something, there is no option. You do it and you do it right. You seek results. It's ingrained in you to succeed at whatever you have committed to. It takes a lot of courage, energy, and passion to really commit to something. If you say to yourself, I'm going to wake up in the morning and run 1.5 miles before you go to sleep, and then you wake up and you don't, you were not committed to that for whatever reason. The decision to commit is a serious one, and it will require a lot of energy. You must realize this before you commit. Commitment, however, can be a beautiful thing. Commitment gives you strength, energy, and direction. There will never be a time when you feel like you have nothing going for you, because you will be committed to something. Commitment doesn't magically change everything in essence, but to commit can produce an unbelievable outcome. To commit can produce unbelievable outcome. Thank you for joining this conversation on using fear to your advantage. I hope you enjoyed it. Peace.